Carrie.
Hey now, it's Stacy.
And it's Shay. And Erica's over here. Hold on, she want to give y'all her little hello.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's Erica, and we are
Not the Girls Next Door. Wait, okay, so
All right, give us a little second. We're trying to get this stuff together.
Instagram live, and Jenna.
Oh, are you giving the world? I just shared it. You giving the world your password?
I shared it.
Oh. Shh.
I got this. Okay.
Sorry, y'all. It seemed like we had drink already, but we haven't.
I didn't even pop the bottle yet.
The new year. We trying to get everything together here. Trying to get the Not the Girls Next Door's Instagram page going live. So give us a second, please.
What y'all doing?
How was your Christmas?
Yeah, how was your Christmas?
It was great.
Mine was overwhelmingly amazing.
I ain't gonna say all that shit.
Yeah, mine was overwhelmingly amazing.
Oh, wow.
Like it was everything I needed to be, plus more.
Oh, shit. That's like, good. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a good thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, so what about you, Carrie?
I was at Disney World.
Oh.
And then I was swimming. Cute. Well, on Christmas Day, I was swimming with dolphins and sea rays and stuff like that. So that was real cool.
Is you good, Erica?
I think we got it.
Yeah, we're live. We got it.
Okay.
Just in case.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, ladies. Let's see.
How was your Christmas, me?
Can you pass for the market?
I did good. I was just chilling, y'all. I didn't do nothing. Hold just on. Had them kids.
All them kids.
So I didn't do nothing. Just had enjoyed my Christmas with the kids.
Mm-mm. And that's good. Erica, tell us what you did for Christmas, boo.
Nothing. My daughter opened up her gifts and then she went with her dad and I was laying in bed for the rest of the day. I did nothing.
Watching Zsa Zsa.
Okay. I did have my goddaughter, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Demi Moore.
Oh my goodness. Y'all didn't get
Princess Diana, all them rich bitches.
Yeah.
Daddy pumped the Hummer for the summer.
Hey, I follow.
But so yeah, welcome back, y'all. Thank you for joining us. Sorry, we had a little technical difficulties, as the girls stated earlier. I can't even hear that good. I probably need some headphones because I feel like my ears right are there. Still in the sky, messing with that daggone plane. Yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
How was that? Me and Stacey turned up in LA.
Yeah. I know that's right. You had fun?
I had a ball.
All right. And so, today's episode number 5, is It's Giving, New Year, New Me. Right? I'm sure that all of y'all have heard that term, and we're going to kind of dissect it in just a few. But before we get there, you know how we do. We always cover a little current event. Some things that have been, you know, picking up traction on these internets, and the first one is Kanye moving across the street from Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, y'all.
So did y'all hear about that? How y'all feel about that?
I think that's some crazy.
That's stalkerish.
Yeah.
Nobody want to say it. I'm gonna fucking say it. It's stalkerish.
It's absolutely stalkerish.
Lost his damn mind.
Reminds me of somebody that I know.
You know what? It reminds me of that song by Robin Thicke he made for his wife Paula. He wanted to get Paula back.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. I'm listening to it when I get in the car.
Wait a minute, I don't even know the song.
All right, so I'm a play devil's advocate. I actually don't mind it. I think the only thing that makes me mind it is the fact that he keeps putting out to the world that he wants her back and he wants to get back with her. But honestly, I wouldn't mind if my baby daddy lived across the street from me. It would make co-parenting so easy. To your daddy's house.
Exactly.
I'm about to go out.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about the kids.
It'd be so lit.
It would be lit.
No, it's not lit.
And then he's going to know that I'm living life out loud. No, and there's no way we're getting back together.
No,
that means everybody that pull up to your house, that nigga can see.
I don't care.
That has nothing to do with
him. He's going
to
be a hater.
Grown ass woman. He can hate. No, he going to hate from afar and near. It don't matter.
Seriously, y'all. Seriously.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I like it.
They got four kids.
You got to go down the street.
They got four kids.
Down the street.
Like, literally. Go to your daddy's house. I'm about to go out.
You know, but down the street, not
go to your daddy's house. I don't care.
Right, Kenesha. Down the street, not
listen.
Not
I be putting on shows, make sure all the curtains open.
I'm getting back shots from the new nigga.
No.
Yes. Petty Betty. Yes.
That just brings so much drama to your life.
Who told you to move across the street,
bruh? I'm like,
you gonna get what you gonna get.
Right.
I mean. I don't even have nothing to say, but like, I just feel like that's just not a good idea.
Yeah,
like,
I would move.
I wouldn't do it, but if it was done to me, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't trip. I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't get upset. I'm not going off of that nigga. Okay. Oh, you want to move across the street? Watch me work.
Right.
So you okay with moving?
Now that she said it like that, because I love babysitters. If you gonna go over there, yes. If long as he can babysit, that's fine.
I still want him to babysit down the street.
No. Thank you, I do not want him. I'm cool with down the street. Y'all because, talking about okay, across so the listen, street, man.
I feel like that. If he wanted to be petty at any time, he could record all types of little dumb petty stuff just to say, "Oh yeah, X,
and
Y,
so
Z."
Can I.
No. But why would you want to? Who are you?
Right.
Do, are
why,
you,
why
do
even
you
go
have
through
time
that?
For that?
No,
exactly.
Because
you're gonna be you trying to get yourself together. I don't know.
He'll get tired of it eventually. Trust. Trust. They always do.
So what you're saying is you're okay with your baby father / ex husband living across the street from you, and
absolutely.
You trying to build a whole new life.
Absolutely.
Fuck out of here. Like, that shit is not
absolutely.
Even worth it.
Like, it would bother me. I would have to move. Hey. It would bother me so much. I don't even like it when people try to come back to my house, like try to pop up in my house. I've had that happen with relationships ending and people just coming. Pop like up. That bothers the
I've
hell
I've never had that.
Out of me.
I have.
So I already know about living across the street. That shit, like I wasn't thinking about the kids part because I don't have them, but to have your ex who wants you back and you don't want back. And
that's
you,
the only thing that makes it weird for me.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Like that's
he's
what
being
a drama
very
start.
Vocal about
yeah.
wanting her back.
That's
and
the
then
only thing.
He makes
he was,
that move. Like
right.
That doesn't give me, I want to be a father vibe. That
right.
gives me, I want to be a stalker vibe.
If he was more yep. chill with it, if like, if he had, if they had like split amicably
right.
and she went her way, he went his way, and there was no more of this discussion, him going on social media, saying shit on the stage and concerts that he wanted his wife back, then, right. you know what I'm saying, it still would be nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it definitely would be more of nothing. But I understand what you're saying with the fact that, you know, he's trying to be on a get back.
Yeah.
But she already
she
bunged up
it,
and moved the fuck
but,
on.
Yeah, but she likes that type of attention because she was at his little album right. release thing. Yeah. And she was like, everything was okay. You thought that they were back together, but that's not happening.
That's just dumb. It's just dumb. And all I see is drama, drama, oh, drama. And hey, drama. That's what I yeah. see. That shit is fucking yeah.
drama, drama, and drama.
You don't like it?
I would move.
Your head, man. What the fuck?
What's it say?
Nothing.
I won't do nothing?
Nothing.
All right.
We're not even going to get into
that. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Our next current event is basically the viral video of the couple with the woman who deposited her check into his account. And that's how they basically pay bills every month. And he manages the money. And he gives her, what, $100 a week?
Yes.
$100 a week.
Allowance. Was her exact term.
All right. So what y'all feel about that? Why
fuck
I write
her.
My
fuck
on my hat.
Fuck that.
Yeah, we got to talk about them terms. Because at first, until we got to them terms, I changed my, you know,
perspective. No, she said that you know her what? Direct deposit goes to him in his account. He manages the funds. He does investments, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's
he
pays the bills.
And mm-hmm. she gets an allowance of $100 a week. And she can ask
for more
if she wants it. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's supposed to be, is how she ended the video. And he just in the background smiling. And
yeah,
said,
he was.
Girl, you got me messed up. And just like that meme said that's been going around, ain't enough dick in the world for my direct deposit to be going to your checking and your routing.
Oh,
got me fucked up.
Mm-mm. My face say it all. Mm-mm. Fuck out of here. I'm not giving. First off, all right, so if he's the one who's better with the money,
yes,
all right.
About
okay,
say.
I kind of understand it, but I will give
allowance.
You, like, we will make it so that, you know, a certain amount goes to this account to pay the bills and blah, 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 blah. But I'm not giving you my whole entire check and you give me $100 allowance. That don't even fill up Coco.
Allowance.
Like I don't think so. Like, that's not how that's going to work with me. Like, mm-hmm. no.
Shorty and
then,
don't even got her own card.
So then, because he do the money, she don't even know that he probably balling out of control with some shit over here on, like, shoes come out every week.
Let me tell
you.
You
know what
this.
I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
how does she even know what he buying?
Even
but
if he ain't. Fuck
it don't
that.
Even matter. Like, I'm not giving my check to
yeah,
nobody.
Yeah, I think that
like,
maybe that's... maybe
I can give you an amount. but I'm not giving you the whole thing. Like,
yeah, I think
let's settle on a number.
Maybe she do not have a career yet. Maybe she just have a regular job. For real. And she's
I don't care if she works at KFC.
Got a direct deposit.
And maybe he's making more money. So at the end of the day,
I don't care.
She's making more than $100 a week, I hope.
We don't know that, though. We never know.
People going off on that job.
Yeah.
Who on the line?
Not on yours.
They said, I'm sorry. I'm looking at it.
You didn't say that.
I'm sorry. So we pretty much everybody just saying that we right. They are right. That there's no way in hell that's going to happen.
All right, so listen. This is what I think.
My cousin said y'all exactly know, Carrie.
Y'all know I'm always playing devil's advocate. Don't do me like that.
No, she can't girl do that
on this one.
She all right, so listen. I usually don't really partake in conversations that surround other people's marriages and how they run their household. Because everybody do what works for them. And if that works for them, great. Would I do that shit? Fuck no. But, like, maybe that's just how shit runs smooth in a household. But to say at the end, that's how it's supposed to be, right. She got it fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what do you do if the marriage goes south and you got to duck away? Like, what was you saving? What you doing? Maybe her maintenance is only $100 a week. Maybe she's not getting nails done, hair done, lashes, going shopping, and all that stuff. Maybe $100 holds her over. I don't know. Because my parents actually do that, but in reverse. You know what I'm saying? My mom gives my dad an allowance because he will buy all the electronics and the toys. You know what I'm saying? And she runs
but
the money.
But how much is in the
I'm sure it ain't $100 a week.
I don't know. I don't give people household. I don't never ask no questions. That's what they do in their household. And it works for them. But he literally gets an allowance. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he's cool with it because he's like, paying bills? What? Look, you go ahead and take care of that.
So my mom can, like, not controls, but she pays the finances and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But I like how they have it. They have a joint account.
Right.
They have a certain amount that each of them deposits out of each paycheck or monthly. And then she pays the bills out of that joint account. And mind you, they put in more than what the bills are. So they stack at the same time.
Uh-huh.
But they have their own money.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
I like that too.
Mm-hmm. I'm not okay with allowances. I didn't get an allowance when I was a child. I always worked. Like mm-hmm. when I was 14, I started working.
Uh-huh.
Prior to that, I didn't get an allowance for doing shit around the house.
But maybe that's what she used to. Maybe her mama gave her allowance.
Well, her and mama so it's fucked okay. her up.
Yeah, she's dumb as fuck.
I think that I can sorry. Go. I can honestly say that I definitely ain't taking no allowances at all.
I don't even like that
money. I like to even accumulate my money. I like to keep on having more money. So right. that little bit of money right there that I got next week, I'm going to want some more money. So I'm going to try to do something different. So he can't be trying to move or navigate my stuff. It's just not going to work for me.
It's definitely not. It's a no. Like, it's a hell no.
Yeah, it's giving hell no.
Because I don't even. Yeah.
She don't even know what to say, y'all.
Because I'm just so. Some people are just. That's just dumb to me. And you giving me $100. What is $100 going to cover? Like,
nothing.
Like, does that $100 go towards.
Not even enough for gas.
Right. That's not my. I can't even get my nails, feet, and eyebrows done with that. Like. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Like, who does that? Mm-hmm. My lashes cost $100.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she don't have that expense.
Yeah, she might not.
She might not.
All right. She had hair. I want to say, I don't remember, so don't get me bundles? Lying. She looked like, if I remember
she had
correctly.
She had a bonnet on.
Yeah, she had a bonnet on.
She had a bonnet on.
Okay,
so maybe she
that's why
she had a helmet of salvation.
And maybe she's not true.
Like Derrick Jackson.
I never know. Like, honestly, they look like they was happy. That's all that matters.
Honestly,
they were happy.
But see, for real, a lot of times.
She was smiling.
You were happy by that one little video. That's y'all
for real.
Well,
a lot of times that shit be fake. They do that shit for controversy. They do that shit to go viral. And they do that shit to get followers.
Yes, maybe that's what it is.
She probably faking like shit. Because he was too smitten sitting back there.
Yeah, it's just a smiling.
He looked like a creep like shit.
He did look like a creep.
And the whole time she probably be navigating everything. Y'all never know. She probably just trying to get her views up to get to some money.
That's what it was. It was views.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so listen. So the episode is called It's Giving New Year, New Me. So, like we started off earlier, that is
you know, a common phrase that a lot of people say. Some people have certain thoughts about it that is bullshit. It's New Year, same me. And a lot of it comes with resolutions and New Year's resolutions. So, ladies, can we go around and share what are your thoughts on resolutions? Do you make them? How does it go? Do you stick with them? Like, what do you do when it comes to New Year's, new you, and new resolutions?
I think that I'm definitely gonna sticking with something that I want to do for me starting over, even though it's like just tomorrow. I think it's just that after that, I am definitely, I want to be organized this year. So I've been already started, but tomorrow, I got another day for a lot of things that I'm going to stop. So, yes, I'm okay doing that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to speak into the side, not the top.
But
okay,
there
so,
you go. Now I hear you, boo.
So, your New Year's, I just want to make sure I'm good, that I'm understanding, because your New Year's resolution is to be
more organized.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm just gonna wait till it's my turn. Go ahead, Carrie. What's yours?
So, I do not make resolutions for New Year's because I tend to, my birthday's in November, and I tend to do a lot of reflection when my birthday is coming up. And if I want to change something, my way of life or anything in my life, I tend to do that starting in my new year of life, not New Year's, like the calendar New Year's. Mm-hmm. So I don't do New Year's resolutions. I really don't even celebrate New Year's. I haven't gone out to the club or out for New Year's. We had a New Year's party at my house last year or the year before. I think that was the most I've done in a very, very, very long, like since my 20s. And we're not going to say how long ago that was. But, I don't do too much for New Year's because, like I said, I focus on my new year of life on my birthday. So I don't do resolutions. The lady that I spoke to this morning did tell me something, you know, because she had said that she was giving me some advice on moving forward and some stuff that I was working on. And she said something that I never really thought of. Rather than doing a resolution, people who are spiritual and stuff like that, you can like meditate, and when in your meditation, look for a word that stands out to you for you to focus on for the year, whether it be like peace, love. Love, but you know, not necessarily, I don't like to say love because that can mean so many things, but yeah, I get where you're going, you know, like just things like that, like peace and refocusing, confidence, things like that.
Gratitude,
stuff like that. And then focus on that word and that being your center of being or whatever you want to call it for the rest of the year rather than a resolution. I don't know. I just like that advice.
Okay. I like that.
Sorry.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Here comes Negative Nancy. Go ahead, girl.
Here go Negative Nancy.
Go off, girl. Talk your shit, Stacey.
I ain't Negative Nancy, but I don't do resolutions. Fuck that. Like, if I don't fuck with you yesterday, I ain't fucking with you no more for the rest of my life.
Right. That's why I don't do resolutions.
I'm not starting nothing new and nothing. Like, I just feel like when I think of it, I don't want to be petty no more. I would say I'm not being petty no more. Like, that's the way I see it. I'm not waiting for a day to tell me, bitch, you got to start doing this day, and you got to do this and you got to do that. No, I'm not doing that because I'm going to forget.
Yeah.
That's one. And two, like, why we got to do a Pacific day? Like, that's just dumb. Everybody know I can't say the damn
word. Is what she said.
Oh. Y'all know I can't say the damn word. Oh, wow.
But I'm country, so I use that.
We're the little bell that we having on the 3.9.
So, as far as resolutions, I think that people should, when you think of the idea, make that shit happen right then and there. Like, why we waiting for a certain day?
I get it.
Why we waiting for all that? Because that make it don't, to me, it don't make it real. Like, it make it like, oh, well, everybody else gonna start on this day. Like, I'm going to start my diet Sunday. What? Like,
that's
no.
me, though. That's me.
Like, you start that shit today. Unless. So, like, you in the house, she goes, damn, I need to lose 5 pounds. But then you go in the refrigerator and fry 10 pounds of chicken. Like, nigga, you know this ain't good. Like, don't do that. Like, I'm gonna start it tomorrow though. I'm gonna start it tomorrow. Yep. And then tomorrow come and you still got the other half of the 10 pounds of chicken. I'm gonna wait till this gone. I'm gonna wait till this gone. And then keep going and then keep going and keep going. Start that shit when you think of that shit. That's the way I see it. That's it. That's all.
Y'all, like, that's why that's my friend.
Like, I'm not waiting on that motherfucking day. Like, well, okay, get that shit done.
Thank you, Stacey. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you for your insight. Sorry. I'm sorry.
But it's just.
Well, guess what? I believe in resolutions. I do them most of the time. I really do them if I go to church because I'd be fired up for the Lord. So if I
she gonna call TD Jakes again?
Yes, if I get some church in me, then I'm with them resolutions. You know, yes. So I feel like Brooklyn. I feel like, you know, I like both. I mean, I get what they're saying. Sometimes I do say, okay, I'm gonna do something whenever I get to do it. Like, I need a detox. I'm not gonna say, you know, I'm gonna wait to Sunday, but sometimes I do. I like to plan stuff. My life is more so organized. I have a date. I have an agenda for everything. I have everything written down that I want to do. So starting off on the first of something is very awesome for me. So for me, resolutions are bomb. I can start it. Like she said, she not waiting till a certain day. That works for me because I'll have it all outlined. At this time, I need to do this. At that time, this, by this day, I'm going to have this done or this weight dropped and this and that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I reflect every day. Like, okay, what every day when I wake up, what are three things that I want to accomplish? And then at the end of the day, I talk about what are the things that I'm grateful for of this day that I did within this day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might just be that I got my work done, or I took a nap, or and it could be anything.
Exactly. Okay.
So yeah, I love them. What you think, Erica?
So I have like a little, excuse me, a mix of like y'all three, Carrie, Kanisha, and Shay. So, I love fresh starts. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, all the times that I've gone into different fitness journeys or whatever, I do always start on Monday because I feel like I got to go to the grocery store on Saturday, do meal prep on Sunday, so I'll be ready to go on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, like, it works for me. And then I'm kind of like with Curry because my birthday was yesterday. So, I can do my reflection of my past year and my renewal 2 days right there with New Year's. So, it works out for me. You know what I'm saying? And so, And that's all I do on my birthday. Like, I want, as I'm telling people, thank you for giving me happy birthday wishes, you know, I'm like really sitting back and I'm doing like a recap of the last year. Like, damn, where did you fuck up?
Yeah.
What do we not want to carry into year 38? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's happening? And then I look at, you know, my actions and, you know what I'm saying, what I can personally do to improve. Because I don't like putting blame on everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because although people, but at the same time, you can only control your own actions. Facts, people going to be people. Hurt people hurt people. You know what I'm saying? But that shouldn't drive you to a place where it's changing your character. And that happened to me this year. Like, that's the reflection process I went through yesterday. I was just like, I let too many outside sources dictate how I move. You know what I'm saying? To the point where it was stressing me out. To the point where it was giving me health problems. I actually went to the ER yesterday. Because my face swelled up. It's called angioedema. And it's like, it's kind of like what it looks like when you have allergic reaction.
Is that what happened the last time?
Uh-huh. Oh. But it's, my doctor told me, I did all these tests. My doctor told me it's triggered by stress.
Oh.
So, like, I got to chill the fuck out. I got to stop letting these motherfuckers.
You was in L.A. Why you ain't just smoke some weed?
I did that too. All right. But, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Like, so I like the whole reflection process. I don't know exactly if I go as far as saying it's a resolution or I'm making a specific resolution. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like every day I strive to be a better me. So that's why I feel like I'm a little bit of a lot of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I do the reflection and I do the growth process, but I don't sit there and necessarily write a smarter goal for my resolution. You know what I'm saying? I just every day I wake up and just try to be better. And the new year is just like, it's like a reset. It's like, you wake up like, all right, new day. But then I do that every day. So, I don't know.
All right, so let me ask y'all this. So, since I'm negative Nancy.
But I love it though.
What did you say last year? For I'm gonna start with you. What'd you say last year on your birthday? I'm gonna do this. That you feel like you accomplished, or did you forget about December? Cause your birthday in November. Did you forget that goal, or did you accomplish? And you said on your birthday this year, I did that shit.
Yeah.
I know mine from last year.
Mine from last year was end being unhappy and in a situation that I wanted out of, and I did it.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to give you that one. Yeah, let me hear yours.
Mine was to be more, y'all know I love God. Be more into God and not call on him all the time when something go wrong. I'll be like, Lord, I'm sorry. I mean, I know, but you know, I do pray every day, but sometimes I just go way harder when I'm going through something. Yeah. So I just want to fix that. So he won't feel like, God damn, like you are, I'm sorry.
You weren't but, supposed to say that,
right? Yeah, I don't think I was, but you know that. And then I did fell on one thing though. I said that I wanted to be better with communicating with my family outside of my house. I didn't quite get that one.
Okay, and when did you stop? Like you started it what, on the first or the January?
No, I actually started that in like I probably wrote it on my thing probably last September.
So did you forget about October, or did you go like all the way in? Like when did you say, oh damn, I forgot I was supposed to be doing that?
I was just being lazy because I write these things and they're in the wall on my bathroom on sticky notes. So I look at them every day.
Oh, so you're like a Mary Jane.
Yeah, it just, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, Mary. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right,
I
Erica.
I think that with most of us, right, they're so, mostly like, they're not really like, I want to start in the gym and lose this amount of weight.
No, I had that. So, I had one. I had a legit one. When I went into 2021, I told myself, you know, I was going to get under 200 pounds. And I did that shit. I just didn't maintain it.
Oh, I did that too.
But I did that shit. I got, man, when I went to DR. Oh.
All right, so. Oh. You did it. You did it, right? But then you did it.
That wasn't part of. That wasn't part of it, though. I just knew I knew I had to do it, and I did it. Now that I know I can do it, the next step is to maintain it.
Right.
So this year is going to be
baby steps.
Do it again.
Okay.
Right. I did that too, though. I got below 200, too.
And you can do it again.
Yeah, I
can. And again. Again. And we're going to reset again.
Mom, how many times did it say, baby?
Yep. Every time you got to start over, you just keep on.
Reset.
Rolling. Uh-huh. So what's the point if you're going to keep rolling. Resetting? Every day is the first. Every day is the first.
It doesn't matter how many times I'm trying.
That's self-grace.
That's my whole point.
You got to give yourself grace.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. There's no fucking point on making the shit on the first or on your birthday or whatever. Whenever you think that shit, you just do that shit and let that shit go.
No, because there are
then you're going to put more. You put more pressure on yourself.
No. But you know, some stuff wrong wasn't built overnight. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some stuff that requires planning. Some people have to go out and actually get a gym membership. Yeah. You can't just be at 9 o'clock at night. You know what? I need to lose weight and start tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? They might need to go grocery shopping. They might need to get rid of all the junk food that they already have in their house.
Right.
You know
throw
what
I'm saying? Away.
They may need to, you know, they tell you before you start a new exercise regimen that you should talk to your doctor. So maybe they need to schedule a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain steps that you have to take to progress towards your overall goal.
I hate that chair.
Now, in your mental state, you can be like in your head, I'm about to start this. But a lot of stuff requires prep work.
All right.
Yeah,
she said prep.
All right, I'm gonna just give y'all that one because it's like four against one. I've never been that person. Like when usually I'm a person say I'm gonna do something, I do that shit.
That's one thing that you will do.
I say I'm gonna do something, like, nigga, I'm gonna do it. Like don't keep asking me.
She helps.
Don't keep saying that. Too, don't. Yeah. I'll tell you I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, she and now,
definitely will. Sometimes that's
just a reminder, though. I mean, a reminder. No, I don't need to be needing a. You'd be thinking I need a reminder. That should be up there. Sometimes I just say, fuck it.
Oh, all right.
So it's so she's telling you.
Sometimes I do just say, fuck it. I ain't doing it no more.
Oh, wow.
Like, so if I don't want, it's a difference between not want to do it or something like that. I just say I don't want to do it no more. I'm never gonna. I think when it comes to weight, we put as women we put so much on the number mm-hmm. rather than like the inches and.
I'm into inches too, but I just like the idea of I'm 5'2", bitch. Like I don't need to be 200 plus. You know what I'm saying? Like I like the whole aspect of being 200, under 200. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother show.
Okay.
We're going to have to bring that back. That's a whole nother episode.
Because I got some words for that.
It's giving body dysmorphia, body shaming, and stereotypes. All right. So next on the agenda for our episode today, how do y'all bring in the new year? And how do you choose who you bring the new year in with? Whether it's friends, families, a special boo who's going to drop them draws when that ball drops. But what do y'all usually do?
All right, so you saying like just for that day?
Yeah, the night. New Year's
the night,
night.
The celebration.
The night.
Yeah. The countdown.
Okay, well, my birthday is 4 days later, so I don't really be caring about New Year's. So, like, I literally... Well, actually, it's four because that it's a day. So, like... Whatever. Anyway, y'all, whatever. At the end of the day, I'm usually asleep when the ball go down. Like, because I'm old. Like, I got that old soul in me.
Not
so
the one who's been asking the group chat.
Yeah,
what we doing?
Like a month.
Right, right. Yeah, I always ask what we doing, but see how I ain't never gave a suggestion. I want to see what y'all are doing to see if it sound interested enough for me to say I'm going to stop by. But I never said, well, we should do this, this, and this. I always ask what we doing. Because I might come, I might not, I might make it. Because I usually get too crunk in the beginning, and I'm asleep by 12. And everybody knows I'm a dancer, I'm a drunk dancer. So if ain't no dancing, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
So yeah. So for me to answer your question, nobody. I'll probably be on FaceTime with Carrie. There we go.
So for myself, I do a little bit of everything. Like I said, sometimes I go to church. Sometimes I be with a nigga, or sometimes I might want to be with my friends. It just depends. It just whatever the vibe I'm feeling, whoever that I want to be with the most, or who I feel like is the best person for me to be around, is the person that I'm gonna spend that time with. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's like my daughter. Like if I can do something and include her in it, then it's good. Like. Last year, I had, like, a little small get-together at my house, and it was lit. Like, we had a blast.
It was lit.
Mm-hmm. So, that was good. But this year, everybody got COVID. So we're going to just keep it on, willing on in.
I think I'm staying in the house with the kids. Yeah, I even told the kids. I've been telling the kids. I've been lying to them and everything. I told the kids that everybody got COVID and that everybody said that everything going to shut down so you can't go nowhere. So they like, Mom, but I'm just, all we going is outside. I don't care. It's COVID outside. Like, that's where it starts at. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to make sure they stay in the house and then I'm, you know, ready for the next week. I'm just ready to work. I love to work, y'all. That's all I want to do.
Oh, hell no. I ain't worried about work.
That's all I... Well, that's because I have a bomb job, y'all. I think that when if you
don't love to
job,
work, you just like being up there with all your coworkers.
I love to work. Do I like to
work?
She's trying to get a raise.
No, I really like
her
my
boss
job.
Be watching.
Yeah. Erica, what you doing? Because me tripping.
So historically, I usually do a kickback. My girlfriend Booby usually always throws little things at her house. I think last year I went to Carrie's house. I stopped doing the club thing a while ago just because just driving home, it was just too insane and people be doing the most. Like, I just wasn't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And so, but I like to do little kickbacks. I like to be in the mix with my friends and loved ones and do hood rat shit with my friends. But this year with COVID, just like I canceled all my birthday plans that I had because we were supposed to go to the restaurant, go to the hookah bobs, going to get me a nice little room at the MGM, cancel all that shit. It's looking real living room-ish this year. Like, I'm going to be in the living room with my daughter. We'll watch the ball drop at Times Square in New York. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably sleep by 12:02.
Damn, ain't Dick Clark, he passed away, didn't he?
did Clark? I thought John Matt. What the hell just made you think of that?
That's the one for the ball. God dang.
Oh, see, I
say John May.
I be asleep.
Okay.
I be asleep. Don't judge me.
Yeah. Oh, he died. So who's doing it this year?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out.
Right, Mariah.
We're going to find out.
What you doing, Kurt?
I think I just came up with an idea. So I think...
Look at you. You excited as shit.
I'm really excited because you're not going to be in on this, probably.
Okay. Okay.
You're welcome to.
Okay.
But I think what Kenesha said just triggers something. Because we've been saying, since Stacey's been asking for the past month, I've been saying the whole time that we could do something in my house, but nobody's really biting. So I think I might have a little party for the kids in my house. All my kids.
Oh, hell no.
No, I'm not coming.
No.
No, I just want the kids. I don't.
Yeah, just the out kids.
I don't
want you.
I'm just playing.
No.
I'm playing.
She knows I'm going to come. I'm lit.
I think I'm going to have, you know, my goddaughters and my godsons over since they're down here and just do a little something with them.
Y'all, they be lit.
You going to come over?
No, I'm not.
You can come with Celeste. Okay.
But I love you.
I still love you.
Hell no.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do. Cause yeah,
that's cute though. That's, yeah.
That's cute.
Get a little sparkling cider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pop the bottles.
Spike it.
You're gonna be sleep. I'm gonna spike it. I'm gonna tell you.
I'm definitely not bringing Celeste. Not if you spike it with sparkling cider.
For the older ones, I might let them get a little taste.
Look at the godmom, y'all. Look at the godmom.
And they love me.
Godmoms get away with everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What? Why do y'all keep assigning me to be a godmother of everybody? Shit.
All right. So, y'all totally ignored the other question, though.
Oh, no.
What was the other question?
So, I don't think that I have ever planned, like, a booty call for
New Year's.
Like, okay. To bring it in with a man. Even when I was with somebody, that wasn't like a plan, like, oh, I gotta be with you on New Year's. That's more so like in my head a birthday sex thing. Okay. Maybe I think my life just revolves around my birthday, like, apparently, because I don't do New Year's resolutions, I do birthday resolutions. So yeah, I do birthday sex, I don't do New Year's sex, I go to sleep.
I don't do birthday sex or New Year's sex. Next.
Sure. No, I didn't get... Nothing. Birthday sex. I ain't getting no New Year's sex. Girl. But I got them toys, though. Let me tell y'all, I'm going to get myself out the way. Sometimes I fall asleep with it in my hand and I wake up.
Oh, my goodness.
In my hand. Hey. So I'm going to get myself good.
Hey.
Get myself good.
Hey.
Oh, girl. So it's interesting because when I was in my last relationship, my long-term one, not the other one. After that, but you follow.
Yeah.
We used to always spend New Year's together. Like, we would make sure that whatever we did, we was together. You know what I'm saying? And then that last year, like, this is when I knew things was, like, changing with us, and that's probably why 4 months later we broke up. But, like, he planned a cruise for him and his daughter, and me and my daughter were not included. And ooh. I was like...
Nothing's wrong.
Oh, and I was just like, oh man, like, I was like, oh man, that's wild, bro. Like, they went on a whole cruise for New Year's and they was turned up and they was lit and I wasn't included. So I think ever since that, and that was what, 2000 going into 2020, is that when the pandemic hit?
Yeah.
So ever since, so this will be what, the third New Year's or the second New Year's, I'm just worried about Erica at this point.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just worried about E. If it happened and I get some cheeks, then great.
So let's
if I get to give somebody that guac guac 9,000 on New Year's, great. You know, but I ain't going to bet on it.
I think I retired that.
What?
I don't want to do it no more.
What?
You don't?
They ain't shit.
Do what?
They don't deserve that shit.
What, have sex?
No. The guac guac 9,000.
Oh. Because I don't
know how to do that, so that's the second dick.
That's another episode.
I suck dick, but they, I don't know how to do
crazy
it. Like,
or they don't deserve it. Like,
that's another episode.
That okay.
We gonna keep that.
So let's talk about these hats we got on. It says this year I will, and let's see what Stacey says. Stacey says this year she will nothing.
Nothing.
Now explain that to us.
Okay, see, I don't know why you always want to start with me, but here we go.
Because you sit beside me.
Okay, because I ain't fucking with you yesterday, I don't fuck with you tomorrow. I don't fuck with you doing the second, the first, the third, the fifth, whatever.
Whatever.
That's it. I'm not doing nothing. I don't plan to do nothing different because I'm me and that's just me. If I'm going to change, like I said, if I change it, it's going to be that day I decide to change it. The only thing that I say I am going to try to do in the year 2022 is not be as petty.
I can say it with you.
But yeah, I think this hat doesn't necessarily mean it starts on the first. This year, I will. So at some point in the year.
All right, so this year I'm gonna try not to be as petty.
Okay.
I'm gonna try not to gut punch people who try to gut punch me.
Oh.
I'm still not gonna, if I don't fuck with you today, I don't fuck with you tomorrow. I'm going to try to apologize to the people that I beat up before in,
you know, and you know, not find all them people. I'm going to apologize to everybody. I beat up a lot of people, and I reached out to people and said, you know what, I know that shit was a long time ago, but I just want you to know that shit was petty.
I'm sorry.
What if they say they need, do you guys see him again?
Yeah.
No, they don't want to. I'm not taking L's from 2020. I haven't took an L in my life, so that's not happening. But anyway, see, y'all trying to get me go negative. Okay, I'm not trying to go negative.
What's your head say, Shay?
My head says, I will be the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. And I mean that is because I can't even talk. I want to do everything better than what I've already done. I just want to keep elevating. I just want to keep going up, up, up. That's where I want to see myself. So that's why I said that.
Okay. Kanisha?
I said I just want to make more money. That was it. I want to, you know what I'm saying, keep on elevating like she said.
Mm-hmm. Kerr?
Live life.
Okay.
For Kerry.
I love it. I forgot what mine said.
Let me see. Yours says, always see the
glass.
Oh.
Half full.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. That's...
Now, hold on. What does that mean?
So you can either see the glass half empty or you can see it half full.
Right.
I want to look at it as half full.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right.
Okay.
So perfect. Yeah. It was right on time. Uh-huh. The pop the bottle was right on time.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So next step. We are going to do a quick little recap of this year's wild moments, y'all. 2021 recap. I know most of y'all have saw the calendar that they started because it was just wild memes, wild crazy stuff going on. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The first half of the year. And then I haven't really saw the calendar that much. And then Nikki, who's not with us today, she's in training. Shout out to our member Nikki. We love you, boo. Wish you were here.
Drink your cup for you.
But she found an updated version all the way through to December, and we met and we talked about it, and there were things that we agreed with that should have been, you know, momentum occasions, but then there were other things that we like, they left this out. So let's do a little quick recap or year in review, y'all. So January. Y'all remember what happened January?
Nope.
Yes. The white people was white people.
white people.
They stormed the motherfucking Capitol.
Yeah, they stormed that motherfucking Capitol. Ain't nobody get shot and died.
Uh-huh. Nobody got shot and died?
Yeah, they did, but like.
Ooh.
There was an officer.
No, I'm talking about the antagonist.
Oh, yeah, they did. A white lady. There was that one white lady. Mm-hmm.
But that shit was wild, y'all.
Yeah, so. Nope.
Don't remember that.
And then Trump was, y'all remember Trump was doing that? He was talking about some, what he say that kind of gave them the okay. He was like,
I don't remember what he said. But he said
he was on somebody's stage and said something crazy. Basically was like, yeah, go ahead and do what you do.
Yeah. Yep, I don't remember that.
You ain't gonna remember none of this shit. All right, so February. Gorilla Glue Girl.
Yeah. I remember her dumb ass. She was dumb as fuck. Like, what would even make you even think that that
my
was
my hair ain't don't move. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember this song? Mm-hmm.
Like, what's she trying to put on the frontal?
No, it was a ponytail.
It was a ponytail.
And she ran out of got to be glue, the spray, the yellow spray.
A little slick back.
And so, instead of, you know, I guess going back to the store buying something, or she did buy it, but they didn't have it or something. So she got the Gorilla Glue, and she apparently was trying to say it was in the same section, I think. But whatever. No. Anyways, that motherfucker didn't wash out. She was like shampoo and water, and it was just like,
you see my face expression?
Not moving.
Well, let me tell y'all something. Y'all want to know what? After I saw that, I don't know about y'all, but just in case you break a nail, I always keep nail glue with me. I went and got me some Gorilla Glue. Like, if my nail pop off and we about to go out, I could just motherfucking pop that shit on with the Gorilla Glue until tomorrow.
You took,
fuck yeah, you got it.
You took her mishaps.
Yes.
And said,
it's in my purse.
No, if no, my nail, no. I just want to make sure
if I break my nail, I'm putting that shit right back on.
I just want to make
if
sure.
If half of a crack, I'm.
So you took tomorrow. This girl's hair mishaps and said, I'm going to go buy this glue for my nail. That's what you got out of
her
mishaps.
Yeah, because normally I get crazy glue. If my nail, because I mean,
all right, bro.
You know, if my nail break and I'm
you.
Out.
I do.
I need but, something. But I don't want to walk around.
That's what she got out of it. That's what she got out of
it. I don't know. I'm only sometimes. Using Gorilla Glue for like the shit that's listed. Plastic, wood, you know, construction purposes type, like crafts,
like
arts projects.
You really did that.
That's all I'm using it for.
I love you. I do.
I cannot.
Okay. What's another one?
All right. So that was February, March. The Derrick Jackson scandal.
I don't even want to. Let's go ahead. Skip
don't even
him.
Know what that is.
You skip him.
Just go ahead, Stacey. You don't know what nothing is. So
he
you
be on the internet giving people advice. And he got
relationship advice.
Relationship.
He got
he's
caught
like
cheating?
This, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, then he was what?
His whole platform is based on relationship advice.
And then, like, he did this whole big apology, and he had his wife next to him. He was holding her hand, and she was sitting there with her little bonnet on. And then everybody started joning on her. And then she was like, this is the helmet of salvation. Something Shay was saying.
Yeah.
All right, so that was March. So April was the T.I. and Tiny rape and trafficking allegations. Mm-hmm. Y'all go ahead and speak on that.
Okay, I don't know nothing about that.
We talked about it in the group.
Okay, so here's the thing.
So that was, you know, the girls, there were some, several different women who came out and said, they had like different stories, but the one that was like one of the main ones in the social media that was all over was the girl who said that she went with them, they were having a threesome. Tiny wanted it to go one way and the girl wasn't with it, so then she hit the girl in the face. Tiny did. And it just went from there, and it was just a lot. There was a lot of different girls that came out.
Okay, so this is what I'm gonna say to that, and this is just, you know, I'm gonna always keep it real with everybody.
And
this,
they drugged her.
Tiny and T.I. come to me and say I want to have a threesome, I'm telling you, I'm doing it off the break. You don't have to drug me. I want to remember it. I want to do it. Because I want to see how.
She was doing it.
I want to see how nasty that y'all motherfuckers really get. Like, I want to see what their version of nasty is. Sorry. So, yeah, I'm. You're not drug me, shawty. I'm ready whenever y'all are. Like, I'm ready whenever y'all are. So, like, shit like that. Shit like that to me just. I like come in the story. I was like, that shit ain't real.
It gotta make sense.
Like it don't make sense to me. Like, so T.I. and Tiny come to you.
There were a lot.
I don't care.
Yes,
a lot of people might have regretted it because of how nasty they got. But what I'm saying to y'all is,
everybody
it just don't make.
And you knew what was happened.
Exactly. You were T.I. and Tiny. Come
but,
on now.
But hold on. To be fair, look at Stacey. She's
like,
mad as shit at me right
like,
now. Consensual. You can. You can take back consent. Like, you can lead all the way up to the act, be down for it, be with it, and then you get right to it and then realize, you know what? I don't want to do this no more. Yeah. And take back your consent. And people have to respect that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, they lying. And T.I. and Tiny, of course, have denied the allegations, but what have y'all ever heard of somebody who was accused of doing shit be like, yeah, we did that?
Her. Her. I do. I agree to that.
What?
Because I feel like
what?
That. No, I'm agreeing to the fact that she's the only person that did that.
No, she never. They didn't. They didn't.
I mean, I think that there's no this. I feel as
people who get accused of rape never say yes. I raped them.
Yes, we do know that. We do know that. But so, come on, like, have we ever even heard of them two even feeling like they been a little bit aggressive? I feel like that they did the threesome.
They got real
mad.
Fucking
yeah,
nasty
she got mad.
And realized, oh, I just did that. oh, them niggas rape me. That's what they do. That's what people do.
No, I think that maybe.
How you know that's what people do? Somebody did it.
He out in tiny shades.
That don't mean shit. I don't care. Look at Harvey Weinstein, whatever that nigga name is. Look at the white dude from Seventh Heaven. He got into that shit. Bill fucking Bill Cosby. Motherfucking celebrities out here doing fucked up shit. Period. So, and they're not above nothing. Yeah. Like, you gotta stop holding these celebrities in pedestals. They could be just as trifling as Harvey.
But I think that somewhere in it, they probably thought they was going to get some money.
Exactly.
And when that money didn't come.
And sadly, that could be a reality too.
So now you want to cry rape. But at the same time,
you can't take every victim who says they are raped and think that they're just trying to get raped.
No, we're not saying that. That discredits
real victims.
Right, I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying
That's what people are. A lot of people say, oh, it's T.I. and Tiny. They lying. They just trying to get money. That's what everybody's saying.
Okay, so listen to what I'm saying. I don't think that it was nothing about rape. I feel like that maybe she said that. Yes, she did say that, but I don't feel like that they raped her. I feel like, yes, they have.
If I take away consent at any point in time,
I don't think that's the problem. Rape. I feel like the reason why she said what they said because they got the fighting and the mix of it. He probably was dogging that girl out. Like, yes, you know what I'm saying? And T.I., I mean, what's her name? Tiny got mad.
I'm not just talking about her. I'm talking about the other girls, too.
It's a lot of girls.
It's a lot of girls. I'm not just talking about that one.
We're talking about the allegations.
T.I.
and Tiny, there were a lot of women who came forward. Yeah. The only reason that they didn't get the charges was because these women then came forward.
So why they never came forward?
Why they coming forward now? That's what I want
to
know.
Y'all, because so victim, this no, is exactly why they don't come out. Because of victim shaming. People don't come out, especially against celebrities, because they have that celebrity status and everybody thinks they're out to get money. So people are scared to speak up and they feel like they just going to take their L in silence. And then even with not celebrities, there's whole women out here walking in the streets every day who have never come out and never went to the police and never
because they're scared. I understand that.
I get that.
Or they don't. It's not about scared. It's about victim shaming as well. Motherfuckers be like, "Oh, what did you wear? Yeah. What did you say to him?
Yeah.
Why did you lead him on?" Yeah. And it's not. It's all about. It's not. You know, trying to get justice for the victim. It's what did you do to be a victim?
Exactly. I think everybody has their own. Investigating everything. I think everything, because everybody's not the same, like I said. So, you know, that's just the part where we can just investigate everything. But there's real live victims out here.
Like niggas be shitty as fuck.
I don't think that taking pussy that they wasn't offered.
Right. All right, that's only April. Let's go to May.
That's going to have to be another episode.
We got 5 minutes.
We're going to have to run that back.
Let's just talk about, can we just...
Wait, no.
Oh, okay.
We got to keep going. May, girl. May.
Okay, May.
This was some short shit. Portia and her fiancé get engaged.
Don't even care about her. Like next.
She's pretty, though. I think she's very beautiful.
They were saying that the scandal was that she got engaged and
to a former friend or something.
Former husband.
So the key word
wasn't... I don't watch Ratchet Reality.
It was
her friend's
husband.
Ex-husband.
So the key word was they were never friends.
Apparently,
as soon as the ink dried, they got engaged.
Yeah.
They weren't friends. They were never friends. Next.
All right. June. Man who defended himself in court for killing his son and girlfriend.
Stupid. Next.
Right.
Like, that just say stupid. Like, you a dumb motherfucker.
Did you see the nigga, though? He looked crazy.
Yeah, he had the Florida thing.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so here, you know the down Florida where they get into the real thick dreads where it's like nine of them and they stick up? Yeah, I don't like them. Bix. But that's what he had. He just looked...
My baby father got that, but he...
No, he's bad.
I never saw him. I was just going off of the conversation the other day. Normally, that's white people shit.
No, he was black.
Yeah, he sure was. All right, July. Thank you. Sha'Carri weed scandal.
Who? Let that girl smoke weed.
Who?
The track star, remember?
She was supposed to go to Olympics. 36 states.
And they, they tested her. She tested positive, so she couldn't perform at the Olympics.
When did they make it legalized?
What?
When did they legalize?
It's not legalized with the Olympics. It's restricted.
Let me tell you something.
Everybody smoke weed.
Let me tell you something.
Everybody.
You know, in D.C., it's legal to smoke weed.
Right.
Recreation. If I'm your housing case manager and I come in your house and I smoke weed, that's a violation of me. You know? just because they say that you can smoke it, housing does not allow that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, just
so
because
it's like you can't get charged for it, but there's mm-hmm. still a lot of things that you can get. You can lose your job. There's still jobs that are drug-free jobs, things like that.
Now, it's funny because in D.C., if you go for a job, you can have weed in your they don't want no cocaine and, you know, stuff like that. But you can test positive for weed.
She got tested and there was like a 30-day restriction, and so she missed some of her main events. But then, like, right after her probation period, her 30 days, there was one more race and she ran it and she got dogged.
Jamaicans. By the Jamaicans.
They dusted that ass. Yeah.
Because she was tired.
No,
she didn't get to practice.
Maybe she wasn't training while she was off. I don't know. And a lot of people was going on her because throughout the process of the 30 days that she was suspended, she was being very confident and cocky, apparently, on social media. People was like, oh, you need to humble yourself. But I feel like motherfuckers always telling women they got to humble themselves. Like, why? Niggas could be out here be confident and cocky. Y'all tell them to humble. But whatever. That's a whole other episode, too. All right. So, July.
I have something for that real quick. Have y'all ever looked up the definition of humble? And somebody brought this up to me not too long ago. And now, ever since he pointed it out, fuck being humble. Because
right. Exactly.
The definition is having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to do that?
Right. Fuck mm-hmm. being humble. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to be cocky, but right. fuck being humble. Fuck.
Like, there has to be some balance in between.
It's saying of low social administrative or political rank. So it's somewhere lower in dignity or importance.
Right.
All right.
Fuck
yeah.
that word.
Yeah, I'm about to make a sweatshirt to say fuck hump.
Fuck being humble. Make me one too.
I'm gonna wear it next week.
All right. So
I need that too.
August is the white neighbor meme and the crate challenge.
I actually wanted to try the crate challenge. I felt like I could do that shit. Like I truly felt like I could do that shit.
I was like, did one of y'all try?
Because I wanted to try it. And you know, I felt like I could bang
y'all,
that shit down.
Got on that motherfucker once.
No, I'm telling you.
All right, so since you feel like you can do it, let's get some crates and let me see you do it.
All right. Oh, I'm with it. Okay. You're about to break your whole back.
I ain't doing that shit. All right, September, Squid Games. Did y'all watch it?
Hell no.
What? That shit was lit. Squid Games on Netflix.
I'm with you on that one. I didn't watch it.
That shit was so
lit. I don't even watch TV. It was the first game that made me so mad.
The red light, green light.
Green light. I was so happy. Like, oh my God, I do remember that. And I swear to God, the first person that got shot, I was like, that was it. Like, that was not what I was looking for. I was so happy. Like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I swear to God, that don't went pop. I was like, oh, hell no.
Man, you know, I'm a teacher, so my students was into it. We even had, for our homecoming pep rally, we did a Squid Game. So we did red light, green light. But if you got caught moving during the red light, we hit you with water balloons. That shit was hilarious. The kids had, and we did it outside on the football field because of COVID. So they had to go from one end zone to the other end zone, and they was lighting their asses with water balloons. Yeah, we got to run that back. It was so fun.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. October. Girl Marries Godfather. Oh, this is the girl who apparently knew this guy. He was her godfather, knew her since she was like two. And then they got married.
And he was an old man when they got married. Like, she was what, 18, 19?
She was 18. Yeah.
She was 18. As soon as she turned 18, they got married. Yeah. And he's like in his 40s, right? Something.
You know what I learned? And this is real talk. My last couple of months in life, I've kind of learned sometimes age really don't matter. What? Like, honestly, like, it just depends on the connection in the soul of the person.
But you got to connect with somebody that's 18.
We're not gonna give
y'all a heads up, the IG live is probably about to cut off. So, but yeah, I think it's nasty because clearly they was doing shit before she was.
Right.
Was
yeah, they was definitely.
But listen, everybody at this table messed with somebody when they was underage.
But not your godfather.
Not a father figure.
Not a father figure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't 40 something. I think I was 16. I know, I was 17. And I had like a 30-year-old boyfriend one time, but when I found out he was 30, I was out.
Right.
It's like, oh, you, he lied.
That's a whole other episode. Yes, yes. All right. So November was the Astro World, Travis Scott. I don't even want to talk about that because people be in their feelings about that shit. Whether he should be to blame or shouldn't be to blame is wild. But then last but not least, December is this Omarion.
Yes.
Omicron. Whatever. Oh, variant. Mm-hmm. And that's how you feel. And have us canceling all of our events.
All our birthday plans.
Yes.
Because we a bunch of winter babies besides Nene.
Yeah.
All right, so
I think I started in September, and then it went on down.
Right.
So we are going to do a quick toast to our fifth episode. The fact that we're still going strong and we're going into the new year. We're going to continue to be strong and get this radio show popping, reach more people, have great content. Does anybody want to add anything?
To all the other radio shows here on rmxradio.com.
Yes, all of them. Bring your own vibe. Yes. Who we got? Love talking bullshit.
Hey, now.
Tomatoes.
Yes. Serious Business
Communion
Show.
Communion Sundays.
Yes, shout out to
On the Rocks.
Yes.
Our whole.
On the Rocks.
Yes, shout out to all everybody. The whole crew. The whole. RMX Radio crew, we love y'all. We're so glad to be a part of the family.
Right.
Thank you. So, ladies, cheers to the people who love us, the losers who lost us, and the lucky ones who get to meet us.
Yes.
Thank you. Tune in next week, y'all. We love you. Bye.
Thank you. Perfect. Look at that shit ended like that.
But Facebook is
still not. Sorry.